partners cannot be employees. And I know lots of people treat partners as employees, and I've been harshly taken to task in the hall of one of these meetings by somebody who's been doing it for 20 years, and he thinks that he can, and nobody's ever told him he can't. But the government's position is still that a partner can't be an employee. On the other hand, again, it's mandatory the other way. A person who is in an employment relationship with an S corporation, regardless of whether that person is an S corporation shareholder, must receive reasonable compensation. And there have been cases for years and continue to be cases where the government is setting up unreasonable compensation of S corporation shareholders and requiring essentially the payment of additional employment taxes as a result of that. There is a the ability of partners or S corporation shareholders to avoid to plan into what I call the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is income from a trade or business which is not subject to FICA, the employment tax, SECA, the self-employment tax, or the NII, which was also talked about in the last panel, a net investment income tax. There are two special places where that can be avoided. And one is a shareholder who is actively participating in an S corporation to the extent they have income, so long as they've taken out reasonable compensation, that excess income can avoid all three forms of the tax. And and an actively participating limited partner, which, because of Texas state tax rules, probably has been more frequently used than most places around the country. But an actively participating limited partner can have income that's not subject to any one of those three taxes, all of which are essentially 3.8% taxes. But that's a matter that is constantly changing. And
One way that might come up, and it hasn't come up yet because, as Bob says, we haven't had a robust audit regime until now. We do now. It's called the Centralized Partnership Audit Regime, and the service, or the IRS, is serious about it. We're going to see these types of audits, both at the small business level and the large business and international level. And there are going to be lawyers embedded in these audits, particularly for larger audits. And so we can expect that some of these issues will be raised by audits going forward. But the point I wanted to make is it's hard to see how you have sufficient reasonable compensation when you have a service business. That is to say, if you're trying to do what people usually do, and that is to pay less employment taxes, whether that be self-employment or the normal employment taxes, how do you justify paying less than the current $147,000 that employment taxes apply to, and so that you don't have to pay essentially 15.3%? Well, if you're a service business, you have no capital as a material income-producing factor. And so where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from your sweat equity, your sweat, your working. And so I just raise that as a cautionary tale of something that might come in the near future. So in smaller S-corps, you'll see that the planning goes, I'll pay $100,000, but I don't think that works for service businesses. Now, I haven't seen the IRS take that position, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting issue, and I've cited there the requirement that compensation be reasonable, And what you'll find with regard to employment taxes is that that it's possible to set up a limited partnership where the general partner is subject to self-employment tax, but the limiteds aren't by statute. And there is there's never been an argument that I've seen which says if you've got a general partner who is either not an individual or owns a very small percentage, that will not require the limited partners to treat their partnership distributions as being being subject to net earnings or being subject to self-employment tax. There is a case pending right now that I think may change that, but that's still, from what I get from tax notes, that's a case that's still in its very preliminary stages. I have put in a comparison of disregarded entities with subchapter S. This is sole proprietorships, essentially, and what's going on there